12 lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Gimel and Beis, and our Mishnah on Daf Ayin Beis and Beis taught us that Ilu Menachos Nikmatzis V'Shurein LeKoyanim. The Mishnah brought down a list of 10 Menachos that when you bring the Mincha, the Koyan does Kmitza, and the Kmitza is Nikta on the Mizbeach, and then the Shurayim are mutter to the Koyanim to eat. One of those Menachos was the Minchas Chaytei, and we explained that Tanakama holds that the Minchas Chaytei of Yisrael is Nikmatzis V'Shurein LeKoyanim. However, the Tanakama holds that the Minchas Choyte of a Kohen, and for example, the Mincha that is brought as an Eilu V'Yayed that is mentioned in Pashas Vayikra is not Nikmetzis at all and is Kulei Kolol. And as we know that in Pashas Tzav, in Perek Vav, when the Psukim speak about the Mincha of the Kohen Gadol called the Minchas Chavitim, which was brought every single day, and the Minchas Chinuch of every single Kohen that is brought when they start doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, where the Pasuk states in Pasuk Tezvav, Va'Kohen HaMashiach Tach. And then the Pasuk states a general rule, the Chol Minchas Kohen Kol Tia Loi Se Ochel, and the Torah teaches us an assay of Chol Minchas Kohen Kol Tia that has to be completely consumed on the Mizbeach, and number two, you cannot eat any part of the Mincha, and not only does this apply to the Minchas Chavitin and to the Minchas Chinuch, but applies to any Nedavah that is brought by a Kohen or a Kohen Gadol, and also applies to the Minchas Chaytei. However, as we saw in our Mishnah, that although Rav Shimon agrees with the Tanakama, but again the Minchas Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol and the Minchas Chinuch of the Kohen Headed and any Nedavah that's brought by a Kohen Headed or a Kohen Gadol, however Rav Shimon is Chaylik ben Egeya Minchas Chaytei, and Zok Rav Shimon in the Mishnah, Minchas Chaytei shall Kohenim Nikmetzes v'Kohemitz Karev L'Atzmai v'Shirayim Krev L'Atzman, that although Rav Shimon agrees that even the Minchas Chaytei of a Kohen is Kulei Kolol, however he holds that Kmitza was first done to the Mincha and then the Kmitza was Karev L'Atzmai, and the Shirayim were craving Atzman. And our Gemara begins, Minari Mili, that what is the Makar for the din of the Tanakama, and what is the Makar for the din of Rav Shimon? And the Gemara explains that Tanar Abanan, as we learned in the Brisa, that in Parakei, in Pashas of Ayikra, when the Pasuk is speaking about the Karb and Eilu V'Yared, so the Pasuk states, Vim Loi Sasi Gyadu L'Shtei Serim Eilu Shnei B'nei Eina, V'Hevi Eskabona Eshe Chota, Asiru Se'ifa Se'ilu Se'chatos, Lo Yosem Ola Hashem, and Vlo Yitin Ola Alvayna Ke'chatosi, and Pasuk Yud Beis continues, and finally, Pasuk Yud Gimel states, and the Pasuk ends off, and it will be for the Kohen like a Mincha. Rashi and Chumash brings down, and this teaches us that this Mincha, even though it's a Mincha Schoite, has the same din like a regular Mincha, and its Shirayim will be eaten by the Kohenim. However, Rashi then brings down how our Gemara will understand this Pasuk according to the Tanakama, as Rabbi Seinu Doshu v'hois l'koyin v'm choyte zeh koyinu, that if this choyte is a koyin, the heik ishab minchas nidves koyin, it should have the same dinim like a regular mincha of an adava of a koyin, shehu b'kol tia lo yisei ochel, and no kmitza would be done, and the entire mincha would be kol on the mizbeach, and it's also for the koyin to eat from this mincha. And as our Brisa continues and explains according to the Tanakama, that when the Pasuk states v'hois l'koyin kamincha, that the Pasuk is teaching us that when a koyin brings a minchas choyte for himself, shetehe avodasa k'shira bo'i, that he could do the avodah for his own minchas choyte, and even though we know that a koyin could do the avodah for any of his own korbanos, however one would think that his own mincha, he would not be able to do the avodah based on the concept of in katega nasa saneger. So the Brisa teaches us that he could perform the avodah for his own minchas choyte, and the Brisa continues, ato imesh te avodasa k'shira, that do you say that this pasuk comes to teach us that the kohen could perform the avodah for his own minchas chaytei, or maybe the Torah is teaching us that the shirayim of a minchas chaytei of a kohen can be eaten by the kohenim just like the minchas chaytei of Yisrael, and umarni mekayim v'chol minchas kohen kol tia lo yisei ochel, and l'maisa we saw the pasuk in Pashas Tzav that taught us that a minchas kohen has to be kol tia, and you cannot eat the shirayim minchas hadvasai, that would only apply by the Minchas Nedava of the Kohen Gadol, or by the Minchas Chavitin, or by the Minchas Chinuch, Aval Chavosah Tehina Chales. However, the Shirayim of a Minchas Choyte of a Kohen would be able to be eaten. And the Gemara explains, Talmud Leim of a Hoys LaKohen Kamincha, and therefore the Pasuk B'negeda Ilu B'Yared and B'negeda Minchas Choyte states that the Kohen's Minchas Choyte should be like the regular Mincha of a Kohen, and Makish Chavosah Lenedvasai, and Manedvasai in Nechales, Av Chavosah in Nechales. And since we know that the minchas adav of a koyin is kulei kolil, and there's an issa of leisei achal. So therefore, the same applies, but again, the minchas choyte of a koyin, and that's why the Peter Rabbanon, when our Mishnah stated that the minchas choyte is nikmetzas, that was only referring to the minchas choyte of Yisrael. However, no kmitza would be done to the minchas choyte of a koyin, and the entire mincha would be placed on a mizbeach, and it would be kulei kolil. And our Brisa now continues to bring the makar for the sheet of Rab Shimon that kmitza is performed to the minchas choyte of a koyin, and then it would be kulei kolil, and the koyimitz karev la'atzmai v'shurayim kraven la'atzman. And as the Gemara explains, Amrav Shimon v'chinam avohis l'koyin k'minchasai, does the pasuk in Pashas Vayikra state that the koyin's minchas choyte should be like his regular mincha? Now loy loy nemar elokam mincha, but the pasuk actually states that the minchas choyte of a koyin should be like a regular mincha, and it's mashma that we're comparing the minchas choyte of a koyin to the minchas choyte of Yisrael. Therefore, Rav Shimon explains el lahakish minchas choyte shel koyinim kam minchas choyte shel Yisrael, and ma minchas choyte shel Yisrael nikmetzas af minchas choyte shel koyinim nikmetzas. And since we know that kmitza is performed to the minchas choyte of Yisrael, therefore kmitza will be performed to the minchas choyte of a koyin. And Rav Shimon continues ima minchas choyte shel Yisrael nikmetzas v'shira nechalin af minchas choyte shel koyinim nikmetzas v'shira nechalin. And Rav Shimon is bothered that since we have a klal that in hekesh lemechza, so l'chayr we should continue with the hekesh, and we should learn that just like by the minchas choyte of Yisrael, there is kmitza performed, and then the shirayim is eaten by the koyinim, so the same would apply by the minchas choyte of a koyin, and not only would the kmitza be performed, but its shirayim would be able to be eaten by the koyinim. And why did Rav Shimon state that the minchas choyte of a koyin is kulei kolil? And the brisa responds, tamun loyma la koyin kamincha v'loy le'ishim kamincha, that it's only the avoid of the koyin that has to be performed exactly like a regular minchas choyte of Yisrael. However, the akhtara of the minchas choyte of a koyin is not performed in the same manner as a minchas choyte of Yisrael. And as Rashi explains, la koyin kamincha, the mashatolu lasses b'koyin take a minchas choyte shel Yisrael, klaimed in kmetzas. However, v'loy le'ishim kamincha's choyte, the hach vadei kolil, as certainly this korban would be kolil. And as the Gemara continues, haketzad klaimitz korban ba'atzmoy v'shurayim kraven ba'atzmon, as Rav Shimon taught us in our Mishnah. And our Gemara continues and goes back to the beginning of this Braisa, as the Braisa taught us that when the Pasuk states V'hoysel HaKoyin Kamincha, we learn Shtei Avodasa K'shirabai, and the Koyin can perform that Avodah for his own Minchas Choyte, and not only can he do so, but he can demand to do so. Our Gemara continues and is Hashtei Avodasa K'shirabai Mehocha Nafka Mehosa Nafka. And why does the Braisa teach us that the Makar that a Koyin can bring his own Minchas Choyte is from this Pasuk, if L'chair we learn it from a different pasuk, as the Brisa teaches us, Minayin LeKoyin Shabor Makrav Kabanaisa B'chol Eitz V'chol Shal Shiyirtza, that how do we know that if a Koyin wants to be Makrav his own Kabanais, he could do so at any time, and even if it's not the time for his Beis Av or his Mishma to be doing that Veda, he could still bring his own Kabanais to the Beis HaMikdash, and he has the right to be Makrav those Kabanais by himself. Hamulayma, so the pasuk in Pasha Shevtim teaches us, V'chiyove Yalevi Me'achad Sherecha Mikol Yisrael Shehu Gosham U'bar B'chol Avas Nashel Amokam Shiv Hashem. The next pasuk says, "V'sharis b'shem Hashem alikav kechol echav halavim ha'im d'misham mufnei Hashem." Even though the pasuk seems to be talking about levim, however, Zok Drashi b'chof dal mekayim is nikura kainam levim, that this is one of the 24 places in the Torah where the kohanim are called levim, and of course kohanim come from Shevet Levi. But the Maase of the Braisa teaches us that if a kohen brings his own carbon to the Beis Hamikdash, then he has a right to bring that carbon, even if it's not the time for his mishmar or for his Beis Av. However, the Gemara explains, that if we would only have that pasuk, we would think that the only time that the kohen has a right to bring his own korban is only when he's bringing a korban adava or any other korban that he's not mechuyev to bring. However, one would think that since he's mechuyev to bring a minchas choyte, maybe he would not have this right to be makriv the korban if it's not his mishma or not his beis av. That's why the pasuk in Pashas Vayikra states v'hoisla kohen kamincha, that even by a minchas choyte, the kohen has a right to bring his own minchas choyte, even though it's not the proper time for his mishmar or his beis av to do david in the beis hamikdash. And the Gemara continues, v'hanami mehacha nafka mehasam nafka. And how can you say that we learned this din from this pasuk? But l'chayr we learned this from the pasuk in Pashas Shlach that is discussing a yochid that serves avid zara. And the pasuk tells us, v'im nefesh achas techta b'shkaga v'kriva iz bashnas l'chatas. And even though this psukim are talking about someone that served avid zara and did a chet, but the next pasuk states, v'chiv akrin al nefesh asher geges b'chata b'shkaga l'fnei Hashem l'chaper alo v'nislach loi. And we learn now, milami shakrin that we see from this pasuk that even when the kohen does a chet and he's bringing a korban for serving up a zara b'shoyeg, he has a right to bring his own korban. And the Gemara explains, imahu havamina hanimil b'shoyeg, I will amaze it loy kamash blon, that if we would only have that pasuk, then we would think that in a chenami a kohen can bring his own korban, but that is only when he did a chet b'shoyeg. However, we would still think that if a kohen did a chet b'mezid and for that chet he was chayav to bring a korban chatos, and he would be bringing a minchas chotei, then potentially he would not be able to bring his own korban. Therefore, the pasuk b'negei the minchas chotei of a korban eid of Yerid states, hoysla kohen kamincha shtehav yidosak sheirbay. The Gemara now ends off b'mezid hechad mishkachas la. Where do we find that someone brings a korban chatos even when they did an issa b'mezid? And the Gemara explains b'zadin shvua. And one of these examples is by zadin shvua. And as Rashi brings out that the minchas chotei is brought for shmias kol and for being oiva shvua se'edus b'mezid. And keep in mind that although the Gemara brings one example, however, certainly there are actually three other examples, as the Mishnah Masechtas Krisis on Daf Tesa Amud Beis brings, that there are four times that someone brings a korban for being oiva on an issa b'mezid. And the first is for being baal shivcha charufa b'mezid, and one will bring a sham shivcha charufa. The second is for a nazir that was tamei, and the third is shvuas ha-pikadon, and finally the fourth is, as the Gemara mentioned, shvuas se'edus, and therefore some are not curious these last words of our Gemara, as l'chur it's pashut, and it would seem from Rashi that we're not curious these words either. And before we continue, let us see Rashi dibur maschal b'chata b'shkaga d'mitchsev al nefesh hashegeges l'omli b'chata b'shkaga alahachi kama afilu m'chata b'nafshi shal koyim b'shkaga yichap al nafshai, that even if the koyim was the one who did this avira, that he still has a right to bring his own carbon. Our Gemara now continues that although up until this point we saw two shita, he's been a gate of minchas choyte to the koyim, and we saw the shita of Tanakam and Rav Shimon our Mishnah, and whether the Gemara will now bring a brisa that brings a third shita, as Tani Idach that we learned in another brisa, Rav Shimon Oimer minchas choyte shal koyim nikmetzes v'koyim its korb b'fnei atzmoi v'asherayim koyim b'fnei atzmon, which is exactly the shita that we saw from Shimon our Mishnah, and Rav Blazer Rav Shimon Oimer, and Rav Blazer the son of Rav Shimon states hakoyim its korb b'atzmoi v'asherayim mispadzun and al beis hadeshen, that he agrees with his father that one does kmitza the minchas choyte of a koyin. However, whereas his father held that the kmitza and the shirayim are both korb on a mizbeach and burnt on a mizbeach, but Rav Blazer Rav Shimon holds that certainly the kmitza is korb on a mizbeach. However, the shirayim would be mispadzun al beis hadeshen, and the Gemara will explain what this means, as Amar Rav Chiya ba'Abba havi bara bichron beis hadeshen hecha, and Rav Chiya ba'Abba stated Rav Yechon was bothered as to what it means what Rav Blazer Rav Shimon stated v'ashirayim mispadzun al beis hadeshen idu l'mayla haynu avua, as if he is referring to the large pile of ashes that was on the mizbeach. So that is exactly the same shita as his father, as his father also holds that the shirayim were placed on the mizbeach and idu l'mata yesh l'chadavah shekarv l'mata, and if he's referring to placing the shirayim on the bottom of the mizbeach in the regular place of the beis hadeshen, but we never find that something is karv on the bottom of the mizbeach and on the beis hadeshen, and that was just an area that they placed refuse. And as Rashi states, kasalka daitach l'shem akrava kamar, and the havmin of the Gemara is that Rabbi Blazer Rav Shimon was stating that the shirayim are placed on the beis hadeshen l'shem akrava, and certainly that's not considered a valid akrava. And the Gemara states amli Rav Abba dilma l'ibud, and Rav Abba explains that when Rabbi Blazer Rav Shimon stated that we placed the shirayim on the beis hadeshen, he did not mean that this would be an actual akrava, and he just meant that we get rid of it and it's thrown onto the beis hadeshen and it's actually refuse. And when a kohen brings a minchas chayte, then although his kmitza goes on a mizbeach like a regular mincha, however the shirayim are not eaten and it's also not placed on a mizbeach, and therefore it would be placed on a beis hadeshen. However, the Gemara tells us that they laughed about this pshat as v'chiyesh chadav shekar v'ibud, and how could it be that there would be a part of a korban that was hooked as a korban, that no avoida would be done with it and would be immediately thrown on beis hadeshen? And as Rashi explains v'chiyesh chadav shekar v'ibud sheyafrishu l'ibud l'kach. However, although the Gemara stated achichu aleh, however the Gemara now continues to explain the answer of Rav Abba, as Tani Avud Rav Avin, as Rav Avin's father taught us a braisa, that after the pasuk in Pashas Tzav teaches us b'degede minchas chavita and of a kohen gadol, a kohen haMashiach tachto mibonav yasa isa chok oilum l'Hashem kol tokter. Then the next pasuk tells us b'degede regular korb mincha of a kohen v'chol minchas kohen kol tia loisi achel. The braisa teaches us l'achila hakashtia v'legal dovachar. Now, although these psukim discuss the minchas chavitin and a regular minchas koyin, however, the only hekesh will be b'negiyat achila, as both the minchas chavitin of a koyin gadol and a regular mincha of a koyin headed would not be eaten. However, this hekesh is not applied to anything else. And although the minchas chavitin of the kohen gadol is kula kolol, however, the minchas chayte of a kohen is not kula kolol. The gemara is bothered. My ka'amar, that what does this brisa mean? As l'chayr, this pasuk actually stated the chol minchas kohen kolol tia lo yisei ochel, and it would seem it's going on a din of kolol as well. It would seem that even the minchas chayte of a kohen is kula kolol. The gemara now continues and brings two versions of the same answer. As Abaye Hachi Ka'amar, as Abaye explains that the way to understand the pasuk is as follows: and when the pasuk states kol minchas kohen, and the end of the pasuk states lo yisei ochel, that refers to chavasai, and that refers to when a kohen is bringing minchas chayte, and certainly he cannot eat any part of the kor mincha. However, the mincha would not be kulei kolol. However, when the pasuk started and stated kol minchas kohen kol tia, chavasai, that specifically refers to a minchas nedava of a kohen. Not only is there an issa of achila on a minchas nedava of a kohen, but it is also kulei kolol. This brisa would be going like the sheet of Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, and according to the explanation of Rabbi Abba, that the shirayim of the minchas chayte of a kohen would be nispazun al beis hadeshen, and it would be hoyloch leibud. And as Rashi states, v'loy lo daba acha, you has shirayim kravim elevadim nispazun. And ayin Rashi in diba maschal hachi ka'amar, that Rashi explains that the reason why Abaye feels that it's proper to break up this pasuk into two separate dinim is because the ikule kra b'chad mincha mishtoi then lichtoi kolol tia v'anau yodana d'loy se'ochel. And certainly if it was kolol and it's completely consumed on mizbeach, then certainly no one could eat from this carbon, and therefore it must be that we're referring to two different menachos, Ayin and Rashi. And the Gemara continues, Omalei Ravo, that Ravo responds to Abaya, that although I may agree with your drasha, but Sakina Harifa Masaka Kroi, but you took a sharp knife and you cut the pasuk, and you actually dash in the end of the pasuk before the beginning of the pasuk, and Lachari should dash in the pasuk in order. And as Rashi states, Sakina Harifa Masaka Kroi Legavoi, claim the Dar Sefer the Kral Reshe, and based on this question, Elam Ravo, and therefore Ravo says that we should dash in the pasuk in straight order. When the pasuk begins and states kol milchas koyin kol tia, that refers to nidvasai, and when the pasuk states lo yisei ochel, that refers to the carbon chatas of a koyin, and it refers to chayvasai. And of course there is no difference between the teretz of Abaye and the teretz of Rava, aside for how to bring down the teretz. However, the Gemara is bothered ve'ipuchana, the lemaisa from this pasuk we see that there is a carbon mincha of a koyin that is kol tia, and there's another mincha of a koyin that is lo yisei ochel, but would not be kol tia. Why do we say that the minchas chayte of a kohen is not called here, and there's only an issa of eating the shirayim, and the shirayim will be mispazon al beis hadeshen? Why wouldn't we say just the opposite, that the minchas chayte of a kohen should be called here, and the minchas adav of a kohen should be mispazon al beis hadeshen? The Gemara answers that since we have a choice as to what to compare to the minchas chavitin of a kohen gadol, and should we compare the minchas adav of a kohen to the minchas chavitin, or should we compare the minchas chayte to the minchas chavitin? So therefore, certainly we're going to compare the minchas adav to the minchas chavitin, and just like the minchas chavitin is kolol, so the upward of minchas adav of a kohen would also be kolol. And the reason is because they're similar to each other in the following three ways, as our Gemara explains: mistaver nedvase havli lirbuye shekin tadira loychati and basim reche. That both the minchas chavitin of a kohen gadol and the minchas adav of a kohen are similar to each other, as both are brought on a regular basis, as the minchas chavitin of a kohen gadol is brought every single day, and the minchas adav of a kohen can be brought every single day. Masha inki minchas chayte of a kohen is only brought when he does an aveira, only for very specific aveiras. Number two, both the minchas chavitin of the kohen gadol and the minchas nedav of a kohen are not brought for a chayt. Masha inki minchas chayte of a kohen. Number three, basim reche, and as Rashi states, minchas nedav reche v'taima maso k'chavitin sheshtein tu neshem levoina. Masha inki b'chavasai. You know that the pasuk tells us b'negei minchas chayte lo yosim le hashem and lo yitin le levoina. And Rashi continues, l'shnachrina basim reche b'nedav of a chavitin k'siv reich nechayach over minchas chayte lo k'siv. Ayin tesis in diba maskul basim reche, we is bothered on the second pshat of Rashi, v'koshav lo yichoshav shem levoina, that according to this pshat, then the Gemara should have brought two other similarities between a minchas nedav and a minchas chavitin of a kohen gadol. Both are brought with shem levoina, masha inki the minchas chayte. Because of this question, so tesis likes the first pshat of Rashi better, and as tesis states, l'kach nir k'loshin achash apirish at the minayu basim reche. And also Ayin Rashi in diba maskul shekin tadira she yochel esnade b'chol yoyim k'chavitin akrevim b'chol yoyim avol chayte b'chol yoyim lo yhave. However, the Gemara continues and is bothered, adra b'chayvose have a little buye shekin yisar in chayva. Why don't we say that we should compare the minchas chayte of a kohen to the minchas chavitin of the kohen gadol, as both can only be brought from an yisar in a flower, whereas the Minchas Nedava can be brought with up to 60 Yisorin of flour in one kli, and as we will see in Daf Kuf Gimel Beis, however, the Gemara responds, Hanachon Fishin, that Lemaisa, there were three similarities between Minchas Nedava and Minchas Chavitin, and there's only one similarity between Minchas Choyte and Minchas Chavitin. The Gemara now continues, Rabbanon, Hai Kol Minchas Koyin Kol Tiyalei Se'ochel Mayabdilei, and as we saw from Rashi, that if the Pasuk only wanted to teach us that a Mincha of a Koyin has to be Kol Tiyah, then the Pasuk should have stated Kol Minchas Koyin Kol Tiyah, and it didn't have to state Lei Se'ochel. That is why Avud Rabbavin brought a Braisa, and Abai and Rav explained that the Braisa is teaching us this Pasuk is discussing two different types of Menachos. However, certainly this Teretz only works out according to Rav Blaz Rav Shimon, since both Rabbanon and Rav Shimon agree that the entire Minchas Choyte of a Koyin is Kulei Kolol. So what did they learn from this Pasuk? We explained the Gemara's question based on Taisis, Dibur Maskel Rabbanon Hai Kol Minchas, and as Taisis states, Hainu Bein Rabbanon Bein Rav Shimon Pligalad Rav Blaz Rav Shimon. However, Ayin Rashi who learned that this question is only on Rabbanon and not on Rav Shimon Vitzarech Bir. Before you continue, let us recall that in Pashas Sav, when the Pasuk spoke about the Minchas Chavitin of the Koyin Gadol, so the Pasuk stated that Koyin HaMashiach Tachto Mibon of Yasai So Choyk Oilu Hashem Kol Tok there, and the Pasuk only mentions Kol Tok there and doesn't state Lo Se'achal. However, in the next Pasuk that refers to regular Minchas Koyin, the Pasuk states V'chol Minchas Koyin Kol Tia Lo Se'achal. Therefore, Agamar continues and explains Mibayilu L'Chetanya. The Rabbanon explained the Pasuk based on the following Braisa, as the Braisa states In Le'al Yoyne B'Kol Tok there V'Tachtoyne B'Lo Se'achal. Based on the Pashas of the Pasuk, it would seem by a Minchas Chavitin of the Koyin Gadol, there is only a din of Kol Tok there, but if one would eat any part of the Minchas Chavitin of the Koyin Gadol, they would not be over on the lab of Lo Se'achal, and by regular Mincha of a Koyin, then there would only be an Issa of Achila based on Lo Se'achal, but there would not be a din of Kol Tok there. And I and the Mefarshim that discuss, has the Gemara have a Havmina that Benegei a regular Mincha of a Koyin, din of Kol Tok there would not apply if the Pasuk states Kol Tiyah, and I and Shom that they explain that the Pasuk doesn't state Kol Tok there and only says Kol Tiyah, and one would have a Havmina that doesn't have to be hooked on the Mizbeach, and instead it's only teaching us that one must bring the entire carbon and they have to bring the proper shear. And therefore our Brisa continues Minayim Litin Sa'am Shal Zeh Bezeh Ve'Sa'am Shal Zeh Bezeh Tam Loim Kol Kol Gzeir Shava. Therefore the Pasuk uses the term Kol in both of these Pesukim in order to create a Gzeir Shava. Nem Kam Kol V'Nem La'alon Kol and Mal La'alon Mekol Tokter Af Kam Mekol Tokter. And just like B'negeid Minchas Chavitin, the Pasuk specifies Kol Tokter and the entire carbon has to be placed on the Mizbeach, and therefore the same applies by regular Mincha of a Koyin. And Umakan Litin Loisa Se'alech Losai Af La'alon Litin Loisa Se'alech Losai. And since by the regular Minchas Koyin, the Pasuk tells us that there's an Issa to eat any part of the Mincha, and the Pasuk states Lo Se'achal, so the same applies to the Minchas Chavitin. And if one would eat from the Minchas Chavitin of a Koyin Gadol, then it would be Oivan the Issa of Lo Se'achal as well. And Agamar now continues, Boy Ravina, the Ravina had the following Shaila, Koyin She'achal Men Emurim Mao, that if a Koyin would eat from the Emurim which are supposed to be brought and hooked on the Mizbeach, then what would be that Locha? And Ravina continues to explain his question, that Lav the Zaris, Lo Kami Boili, that I certainly do not have a Shaila if the Koyin would be Oivan the Issa that states in Pashas Emor of Bechol Zol LaYechol Kodesh. Certainly the Koyin would be Oivan this Lav, as even though he's a Koyin and not a Yisrael, but as Rashi states, the Vade Chayesh Rezor Hu Etzla has been a Gede Murim, he's considered a Zor. And we continue on Dafayin Dalam Abayz, but Ki Kami Boili Lav the Kol Tia Mai, that since we just brought a Brisa that had a Gzeir Shava between the words Kolol, and any time that there's a Din of Kolol, then it seems that there should be an Issa of Lo Se'achal. Therefore, Avina had a Shaila that if a Koyin would eat for the Emurim, which is supposed to be brought and hooked on the Mizbeach, then would he be Oivan the Issa of Lo Se'achal? And L'chir, this question is not only relevant to a Koyin, but this question would be relevant to Yisrael that eats Emurim as well. And Ayin Rashi in Dibur Maskel, Kikam Boili Lav the Kol Tia Lo Se'achal, and Rashi seems to be Gurus in Agamur, the word Lo Se'achal, which would make a lot of sense. And Rashi states, Mi Koyin Nami La Kol Netorim Oidilma Menachos Uchudayu Koy. The Gemara continues, Omer of Aaron Larvino Tashma, and Rab Aaron states to Ravino, that I'll bring you a raya from a Braisa. The Tanyan, as we learned to the Braisa, Rab Leza Oimeh, Kol Shu B'Kol Tia, Litin Leisa Se'alich Losai. Rab Leza teaches us that anything, including the Emurim, that have a din of Kol Tia, then there would be an Issa Achila, and the Lav Leisa Se'achal would apply. And we have a raya from this Braisa, if a Koyin or Yisrael would eat the Emurim of a carbon which is supposed to be placed on the Mizbeach, then it would be Oivan the Issa of Leisa Se'achal. Keep in mind that in the entire Shas, we don't find an Amir named Rav Moshe. And this is one of the two mentions of the Amir of Rav Aaron in Shas. And the second is in Masechtas Baba Kama. We continue with the next Mishnah. Minchas Koyinim, Minchas Koyin Mashiach, Minchas Sinsachim Mizbech, Ve'im Ben Lekoyinim, Ubezeh Yofa Koyach Mizbech, Mekoyach HaKoyinim, that the following three cases are scenarios where the Koyach Mizbech is stronger than the Koyach HaKoyinim, and that's by the Minchas Koyinim and the Minchas Koyin Mashiach, which both the Tanakama as well as Rav Shimon agree that are completely placed on the Mizbech, and the Koyhanim do not have a chelik in those Kabanais, and similarly the Minchas Sinsachim that are brought together with the Korban are completely placed on the Mizbech, and the Koyhanim do not receive a chelik. And the Mishnah continues, Shtei Alechem, Alechem Alpanim, Nechalon Lekoinim, Ve'im Behem Lemizbeach, Uvizel Yofa Koyach Lekoinim, Koyach Lemizbeach. And there are two cases where the Koyach Lekoinim is stronger than the Koyach Lemizbeach, and that is by the Shtei Alechem that is brought on Shavuos, as well as by the Lechem Alpanim that's brought every single week, as the Shtei Alechem belong completely to the Koyanim, and the 12 Chalos of Lechem Alpanim are divided amongst the Koyanim, and no part of them go on the Mizbeach. And the Gemara first focuses on the first din of our Mishnah, that the Mishnah stated, Michas Koyanim, Michas Koyanim, Mashiach, Michas Hasachim, Mizbeach, Ve'im Ben Lekoyanim, Ubezeh Yafa Koyach Mizbeach, Mekoyach Ein Lekoyanim, and it's mashma that these are the only three cases, and the Gemara is, Vesulaka Va'ikah Ila, but certainly we know that Ila is Kula Kolol, and no parts go to the Koyanim, and why is that not listed in our Mishnah? And the Gemara answers that certainly it doesn't make sense to list that in the Mishnah, as Ikah Oil Koyanim, as the hides of the Korban Oila do go to the Koyanim, and certainly the hides were very expensive, and therefore we can't say that Bezeh Yafa Koyach Mizbeach, Mekoyach HaKoyanim, and the Gemara continues and asks, for Ikah Oil Sa'if, that we know that Oil Sa'if is Kulei Kolol, and there is no Oil Koyanim, and why didn't our Mishnah mention this as an example? And the Gemara answers, Ikah Mayrav Venaitza, and we know the feathers and the crap of the Oil Sa'if do not go on the Mizbeach, and they're thrown on the side of the Mizbeach, and since it's not Kulei Kolol on the Mizbeach, therefore it was not mentioned on Mishnah. And the Gemara continues, Va'ikah Nesachim, although the Mishnah mentions the Milchus Nesachim, but the Mishnah doesn't mention the actual Nesachim, which are only Niskeyayin, that are brought only on the Mizbeach, and the Kohanim do not receive any share. And the Gemara answers that the Nesachim are actually not placed on the Mizbeach, and Lashisin Azli, and they pour down the tubes that were on the Mizbeach, and therefore we can't say, Yafa Koyach Mizbeach, Mekoyach HaKoyanim, B'negei Nesachim. And the Gemara continues that now that we saw that there are no other cases where this din would be relevant, so why does the Mishnah give a klal of Bezeh Yafa Koyach Mizbeach Mekoyach HaKoyanim, which seems to be teaching us a miyot? And the Gemara explains, Umay Bezu Lafuki Midu Shmuel, that in the Chanami, when the Mishnah stated, Ubezeh Yafa Koyach Mizbeach Mekoyach HaKoyanim, the Mishnah is teaching us Lafuki from the din of Shmuel, that Mishmuel Misnadiv Vayim, Mevio Mizalfa Al Gabi Ishim, that Shmuel holds that if one is Misnadiv Vayim and one brings Niske Yayin to the base of Migdash, then they would actually not pour it down the Shisin, and instead they would spray it on top of the fire and kamash bol on the Shisin Azli. And since our Mishnah doesn't mention this case, so we see that our Mishnah does not agree to the din of Shmuel, and as our Gemara previously stated, the Shisin Azli. And the Gemara continues that although from this part of the Mishnah we actually brought a raya against Shmuel, however we also have a raya to another din of Shmuel, and as the Gemara states, Misayel L'Shmuel, that from the Reish of our Mishnah we could bring a raya to another din of Shmuel, Dam Shmuel or Misnadiv Shemen, that so is Misnadiv only oil to the base of Mikdash, Kaimtsev Shiar of Nechalin, then you actually do Kmitza, and then the Shiarim are eaten by the Kainim. And since our Mishnah does not bring a case of someone that was a Misnadiv Shemen to the base of Mikdash, so we see that our Mishnah agrees with Shmuel that if someone brings a carbon Shemen to the base of Mikdash, that only a Kmitza of that Shemen is placed on the Mizbeach, and the rest are given to the Kainim. In that case, it is not Yafa Koyach Mizbeach, Mekoyach HaKainim. And the Gemara now continues and focuses on the Sefer of the Mishnah, as the Sefer of our Mishnah stated, Shtei Alechem Alechem Alpanim Nechalon Lekoinim Ve'im Behem Lemizbeach Ubezeh Yafa Koyach HaKainim Mekoyach Mizbeach. Once again, the Gemara is bothered with Suleka Va'ika Chatas Oif, that Lemaisa, how can you say these are only two cases if we also have another example of the Chatas Oif, which is not placed on the Mizbeach, and the entire Chatas Oif goes to the Koinim, as we previously learned. And the Gemara explains, Ikadama, that even though it's true that the entire Chatas Oif belongs to the Koyin, however, certainly the dam is placed on the Mizbeach, and therefore we couldn't say the klal of Yafa Koyach HaKoyanim Mekoyach HaMizbeach, as ultimately the Mizbeach receives some part of the Chatas Oif. And the Mishnah continues, Ve'ikah Loik Shemen Shel Metzira, that L'chir, the Mishnah should have brought another case of the Loik Shemen Shel Metzira, and as we know that the Loik Shemen Shel Metzira was used in order to place it on the Bayin Yada and Bayin Ragla and Bayin Oizah Yamanis of the Metzira, and then the Koyin would keep the rest of the Loik Shemen, and therefore the Mishnah should have given us an example of Yafa Koyach HaKoyanim Mekoyach HaMizbeach. However, the Gemara responds, and as Rashi states, Allah Pareches, that the Koyin would also take from the Shemen, shemen and would spray it towards the preiches, the chsiv, and as the pasuk and pasuk material tells us, the hizum and Hashem and be'espoi shavu pamum fnei Hashem. And when we learned to Gemara's question, we understood that certainly part of the shemen was placed on the boyin yoda and boyin ragla and boyin oizay and monis of the material. Certainly that is not the koyachem is be'ach, and therefore the Gemara still had a havmina that the like shemen shel material would be a case that is yafa koyach hakoinim and koyach hamizbeach. And our Gemara continues umay bezu, and once again the Gemara is bothered that if the two cases that the Mishnah brought are the only two cases where it's yafa koyach hakoinim and koyach hamizbeach, then why didn't the Mishnah just state yafa koyach hakoinim and koyach hamizbeach, and why does the Mishnah use the term ubezeh, which is mashma miyot? And the Gemara answers lafukim man da amash te alechem abois b'fnei atzman l'sreifa asyon, that is coming to exclude from the man da amash that holds that the shtei alechem come by themselves without the shnei kivsei atzeres, then they are burnt and they are not eaten by the koinim. Kamashmalan the bezu yafa koyach koinim la'ilam, that by the shtei alechem the koyach koinim is always better than the koyach mizbeach, and even in a case where it's not brought with the shnei kivsei atzeres, the shtei alechem is given to the koinim and are not placed on the mizbeach. Before we finish, let us point out that Taisa states in Diba Maschel v'zeh yafa koyach koinim mekoyach mizbeach that avagad deikah kvasim b'hadi lechem. How could the Mishnah bring an example of the shtei alechem that's yafa koyach koinim mekoyach mizbeach? The shtei alechem come together with the shnei kivsei atzeres, and certainly part of the shnei kivsei atzeres are placed on the mizbeach. And similarly, b'zichel v'vayne b'hadi lechem aponim. Although it's true that all 12 chalos of the lechem aponim are given to the koinim, but the shtei b'zichel v'vayne are placed on the mizbeach. And Taisa explains migufo miyolechem mizbeach. And finally, the Gemara mentioned the din of Shmuel that misnad shemen klimtzay v'shiyariv necholin, and Rashi points out that certainly Shmuel holds that if one is misnadiv yayin to the base of Mikdash, one doesn't do kmitza, and one the difference between yayin and shemen. And Rashi explains v'shani le Shmuel ben shemen de matzi kometzlei lebein yayin le matzi kometzlei, as shemen is of course thicker and therefore it's possible to kmitza, and yayin is a much thinner liquid, therefore one cannot do kmitza to it. And as Taisa states, av yayin tzolhu v'efshel kometzai, and also yayin Taisa's diba maschal ve'ika ila, where Taisa is bothered why didn't the Gemara ask b'negei levina, and as Taisa states in Taima ve'ika levina darminim perik basra ha'imer rei leil mizbeach yavi levina she'in l'chadav shakar kulu mizbeach el levina. This actually seems to be a classic case of yafa koyach mizbeach mekoyach hakoinim. However, Taisa's answer is v'yish leimed le'mari hacha el b'midi d'chazi le'achila v'lo'achila k'ashiv nami itzim l'rebi ayin sham, and we will stop over here.